朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，常常我们觉得他们没有福音的需要。
Often we feel they don't have the need of a gospel.
我们为什么会信耶稣？因为我们信了，我们信了嘛。
Why do we believe then? Because we have believed.
因为我们忘记从前我们心灵担重担又痛苦不能满足的光景。
We have forgotten how we had the heavy burden, how we had the need.
主耶稣已经真正满足我们的心。
Jesus has already satisfied our hearts.
当然我们生活不是一帆风顺。
Of course our life is not smooth all the way.
可是我们知道怎样去祷告主。
But we know how to pray to the Lord.
所以我们忘记了还有许许多多心灵痛苦担重担的人。
We forgot there are many others who are suffering.
他看起来很好。
They seem okay.
而且他也不愿意把痛苦告诉我们。
And they are not willing to share their suffering with us.
可是事实上他心里许多的痛苦只有主耶稣知道。
But only Jesus knows what kind of pain they're going through.
如同主耶稣看见撒玛利亚妇人心里面虚空一样。
Just as Jesus saw the emptiness in the Samaritan woman.
他说你喝了世上所赐的水还要再渴。
He said, you drink the water of this world, you shall be thirsty again.
但是你喝了我所赐给你的水就永远不渴。
But if you drink my water, you shall never be thirsty again.
而且这个水要在你的里面涌出来，一直涌到永生。
This water will spring out into eternity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣所看情形跟我们看的眼光不同。
Jesus sees things differently from us.
但是撒玛利亚妇人接受这件事情。
But the Samaritan woman accepted this.
她到城里面把所有的事情告诉别人。
She went into the city and told everyone about it.
我想她很知道在人的痛苦里面的情形。
I think she understood the suffering of people.
因为她刚刚才得了解救。
Because she was just delivered.
哦，弟兄姊妹，是不是我们做基督徒做太久，忘记别人的需要了？
Have we been Christians for too long? We forgot about others' needs.
回想我们从前在没有神的日子里面。
Think back to the days when we were without God.
从前回想我们不认识主的时候。
Think back when we didn't know God.
我们和他们一样过放荡无度的日子。
We also lived in this world in worldly ways.
也一点没有觉得奇怪。
We didn't feel different.
我们和世人没有两样，他们做什么，我们也做什么。
We were the same as the world, doing same things.
他们说的话，我们也说。
What they say, we said.
他们看的戏，我们也看。
Whatever they see, we see.
他们怎样花费，我们一样花费。
How they spend their money, we did it similarly.
弟兄姊妹，是不是你忘记了？
Have you forgotten?
Oh, 常常我们忘记我们从前的光景。
We often forget what we were.
所以我们不记得主耶稣的恩典。
So we don't remember the grace of Jesus.
因为我们忘记我们自己的情形，我们不愿意记得。
Because we forgot or we don't want to remember.
我们也不能看见别人的需要。
Neither can we see the needs of others.
好像我们故意把我们的眼睛遮起来，不要看见他们的需要。他们是不信主的，让他们去吧。
We might be purposely folding our eyes so we don't see others' needs.
你知道在约翰福音第五章里面有一个人病了38年。
A man was sick for 38 years in John chapter 5.
在那个毕士大池旁边一直等候有机会到水里去，因为人告诉他说这个水一动的时候进去病就好了。
He was waiting by the pool of Bethesda because when the water was stirred, if you step in, you will be healed.
可是他因为自己不能行动，他是瘫子。
But he was a lame person, so he couldn't move.
哪里能够先比人家先跑到池子里呢？
How could he step into the pool before others?
他就一直在那毕士大旁边等。
So he kept on waiting by the pool.
他病了38年，我不晓得他等了多久。
He was sick for 38 years. I don't know how long he has waited.
但他的抱怨是说没有人带我进去。
But he complained, no one let me into the pool.
没有人把我放进去。
No one placed me in the pool.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看不见别人需要。
Brothers and sisters, we don't see others' needs.
在这个世界旁边，在我们周围正有许多的人，他们从心的深处喊出没有声音的哭泣。
There are many who are calling out for help around us.
喊不出来，不知道怎么喊法。
They don't even know how to call out.
也不知道他的痛苦在哪里。
And they don't know how they are suffering.
也不知道他的沮丧在哪里。
And they don't know why they are hurt.
哦，但愿神叫我们恢复在我们刚刚得救的时候对于别人灵魂的敏感。
May God restore the sensitivity we had toward others when we were first saved.
我们自己的亲人。
Our own relatives.
我记得很清楚，有一件事情发生在我亲戚家里。
I remember one thing happened among my relatives.
我刚刚蒙召回到台湾去。
When I was first called, I went back to Taiwan.
去看看我的父母。
To visit my parents.
我有一个表亲，经过一件非常大家庭的痛苦。
I had a relative who went through great suffering.
他的太太离开他。
His wife left him.
那时候我听见这件事情非常难过。
I was suffering with him.
因为那个我的那个表亲比我年纪没有大多少。
Because he was not much older than I am.
并且他是一个他在海军里面。
Passed away my younger brother and we live.
我弟弟也正好去跟妈妈说，妈爸爸妈妈睡。
So my younger brother slept with my parents.
后来他结婚了。
Later he got married.
我听见他遭受这样痛苦的打击。
When I heard the attacks he received,
心里真是难过。
I felt sorry for him.
那时候我妈妈就建议说，向他传福音去。
My mother suggested that I preach the gospel to him.
弟兄姊妹，在我们亲友中间，许多的人有需要。
Many of our relatives have needs.
在我们朋友中间，在我们每天同事的接触的范围里面。
And in our friends, our co-workers.
有多少人是心灵担重担？
Many are with heavy burden.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我现在问你，哪一个人常常你脑筋里想起他？有福音的需要，你知道有没有呢？
If I ask you, do you have a person who often has the need for the gospel? Do you have one?
如果你立刻能回答，
If you can answer right away,
这就是主把你放，主把他放在你的心里。
This is a person whom the Lord has placed in your heart.
如果你不能回答，
If you cannot answer,
求主赦免我们。
May the Lord forgive us.
不是我在定弟兄姊妹的罪，
I'm not condemning you.
而是说我们忘记了福音的需要。
But we have forgotten the need of the gospel.
一定有需要的。
There must be a need.
一定有人的。
There must be a person.
神把你放在这么多人中间，我不相信，我不相信你所有认识的朋友都是基督徒。
I don't believe all your friends are Christians already.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
亲爱的朋友们
，and friends，
你心中有没有对人福音灵魂有负担呢
？Do you have a burden for the souls of others？
安德烈的什么叫安德烈行动呢
？What is the Operation Andrew？
就是把你的负担化成行动。
You change your burden into action。
不是请葛培里来替你传道。
You don't invite Billy Graham to preach for you。
是你用他，借着他，利用他来向你的亲友传福音。
But through him, you preach to your relatives and friends。
这是你的行动。
This is your action。
你要把你所关心的朋友名字记下来。
You need to remember those friends whom you care.
为他祷告。
Pray for them.
真正的关心他。
Truly care about them.
和他做朋友。
Make friends with them.
带他来聚会。
Bring them to the meeting.
带他来到福音聚会里面。
Bring them into gospel meetings.
一直把他带到得救。
And take them into salvation.
一直把他带到教会里面。
Into the church.
一直叫他受浸。
Until they are baptized.
继续和他做朋友。
And make friends with them continually.
弟兄姊妹们，什么叫安德烈行动？
So what is the Operation Andrew?
安德烈行动就是我们每一个人都能够把我们心里爱灵魂的负担化作行动。
It is every person would put our burdens into action.
我那天听 Hansen 讲一件事情，我很高兴。
I heard Brother Hansen telling me one thing the other day.
因为有一次他曾经带我去钓鱼。
We went fishing together one day.
我不会钓鱼。
Brother Chow doesn't know how to fish.
我钓到现在没有，不过一个手可以摆满的鱼。
All the fish I caught can fit into one palm.
Wow, five fingers. 但是那天有一位洛先生一起去钓鱼。
But we had a Mr. Low with us that day.
我那天听说，有一天我听说，哎，张老弟兄开始对他的朋友有负担。
And I heard that
Hansen's dad.
Hansen's dad had a burden toward this friend.
开始跟他传福音。
And he started preaching to this friend.
不光是去跟他一起钓鱼。
Not only did they go fishing together.
亲爱的朋友们，这个名字应当在你安德烈行动里面第一个写下来。
Then this name should appear as in your Operation Andrew.
我们今天在聚会里面说发了各个弟兄姊妹都手里发到一些单子。
We have handed out some sheets out to you today.
当中有一张卡片。
There's one card inside.
请大家看一看。
Let's look at it.
看中文的弟兄姊妹，我请你们先做一件事情。
If you're reading the Chinese version, please do one thing first.
在第六行那里。
On the sixth line.
前面说领人赴会是葛培里布大会的重要工作之一，其目的就是借着每一位热心积极基督徒带领未信主及不去教会的人来参加。日子错了，是7月19号到28号，请弟兄姊妹现在就改一改，请每一位都拿出笔来。若是没有笔，教会的座椅前面有笔。这个错误怎么来的呢？ 这个错误是因为去年在温哥华的聚会是这个日子。
Because the meeting in Vancouver was held on these dates.
不用翻英文，这个跟英文没有关系。他们把这个东西改印的时候，曾经有一张条子贴在上面，把日子贴掉，改上我们的日子。但是因为换来换去交给人印的时候，最后印的人是个不认识中文的人，他就把条子弄丢了，也不晓得就印出来了。不过底下英文的日子是对的。
The English date is correct.
July 19 to 28, 1985. 请弟兄姊妹改好以后就翻过来看。
Let's turn to the other side.
今天我要求弟兄姊妹做一件事情。
I ask you to do one thing today.
请每一位弟兄姊妹手里拿的卡片都要做一件事情。
Every person who has a card, please do this.
这个卡片你不需要交回来的。
You don't have to hand this card back.
但是我希望你每天都带着这个卡片。
But I hope you carry this card with you daily.
现在我要请弟兄姊妹们花一点时间想一想。
Spend a little time now and think.
写一个名字。
Write down one name.
你先写下头一个名字。
Write down one name first.
你心里有负担，愿意他来信主的。
You have the burden for this person, for him to believe in the Lord.
我和弟兄姊妹一样也做这件事情。
I'm also doing the same thing.
请每一位在主的面前非常严肃地写下你所关心的朋友的名字。
Please very solemnly before the Lord write down one name.
我请求大家这样做。
I'm asking you to do this.
你每天记得为他祷告。
Please remember to pray for him daily.
你每一天找机会和他培养切实的友谊。
Spend time daily to look for opportunity to establish friendship.
鼓励他们。
Encourage them.
用话语、用行动鼓励他们。
In words and actions, encourage them.
叫他们真正知道你关心他们。
So they know that you truly care about them.
然后到那一天的时候，我们要请他去参加福音聚会。
And on that day, we will invite them to the crusade.
也许你现在只写下一个名字。
Maybe you have written down only one name.
也许你现在只有一个人负担。
Or you have only have the burden for one person.
你不要着急。
Don't worry.
我们还有大概三个月的时间。
We have three more months.
在这个三个月里面，你什么时候想起你心中关心的人的名字？
Over the three months, whenever you think about a name,
你把它写下来。
Write it down.
你继续为他祷告。
Continue to pray for that person.
弟兄姊妹们，神听我们的祷告。
God listens to our prayer.
而且我知道，如果你确实的为一个人祷告。
And I know when you truly pray for a person,
你没有法子不爱他。
You have to love him.
亲爱的朋友们，不是你爱他才为他祷告的。
You don't pray for him because you love him.
你祷告了，你才会真正有爱。
When you pray for him, you start to love that person.
当你为他祷告的时候，神会把他的情形放在你的面前。
When you pray for that person, God places that person's condition before you.
你好像面对面天天看见他一样。
You're like seeing him daily.
而且你好像能看到他心里的需要。
You can also see the needs in his heart.
因为神必会把他的情形放在你的面前，叫你继续为他祷告。
Because God will place his needs before you, so you can pray for him continually.
我相信你，当你确实为他祷告的时候，你会很多事情你没有想到的，神会显明给你看。
I believe when you pray for him, many things you have not seen before will be shown to you by God.
不是用我们的眼睛来看他有什么缺点。
We don't use our own eyes to see his shortcomings.
而是神会把他的灵放在我们里面，提醒你关于他的需要。
But God will place his spirit in us to remind us of his needs.
你就具体地为他祷告。
Then you can pray for that person concretely.
你就切实为他祷告。
You can pray for him actively.
你不要灰心。
Don't feel disappointed.
因为很多时候可能你为他祷告，开始祷告的时候，事情发生越来越不好。
Adverse things may happen after you pray for him.
甚至有一天你觉得不能跟他讲话。
Or you may not even be able to talk to him.
很多时候我越祷告，他好像离开主越远。
Sometimes when the more I pray for him, the further away he is from the Lord.
不要急。
Don't worry.
不要急。
Don't worry.
一直为他祷告。
Keep praying for him.
祷告会改变他的心。
Prayer can change his heart.
祷告能够把他整个扭转过来。
Prayer can change things around.
祷告会产生机会。
Prayer will create opportunities.
祷告中间神会给你智慧。
In prayer, God gives you wisdom.
神会给你话语。
God will give you words.
那个流泪撒种的一定要欢呼收割。
Those who cried during sowing will reap the harvest.
欢呼的收割。
There will be a joyful harvest.
所以我请求弟兄姊妹们把这卡片你天天带在身上。
So please carry this card with you daily.
你在神面前认真， 神就认真了。
If you're serious before God, God is also serious.
你在神的面前认真，你的朋友就认真了。
And when you're serious, your friends are serious.
神会做工的。
God will work.
也许有些不是还没有信主，是没有来聚会的，不参加教会的。
Maybe there are believers who are not attending the meetings.
有很多人不聚会，有各种不同的原因。
Many do not come to the meetings for different reasons.
但是我知道，当他参加福音聚会，他心里面向着福音的火点燃起来之后。
But when they attend the gospel meeting, when the fire of the gospel is lit again,
当他里面重新被主复兴的时候,
when they are revived again by the Lord,
很多的问题他就不计较,
many questions will not bother him anymore.
很多难处他根本可以越过,
he can cross over many difficulties.
让我这样说, 教会里发生的事情加起来不止五块钱。
Let me say that the things that have happened here add up more than $5.
No, less than five, 不止, 不止, not worth $5.
The things that happen in this church is not worth $5.
各个教会里的难处加在一起也不过五十块钱。
And all the difficulties of the church is adding not more than $50.
不外乎人和人中间的摩擦。
It's all due to the friction between men.
不外乎各式各样的误会。
And misunderstandings.
不外乎各式各样的流言。Rumors.
And rumors.
加起来不到五十块钱。
They don't add up more than $50.
主耶稣无价之宝。
Lord Jesus is our priceless treasure.
他的生命这样珍贵。
His life is such treasure.
为我们舍命，为我们流血。
He gave up his life and bled for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然有人不来聚会。
So maybe some do not come to meet.
不要紧，你带他去。带他去格培里的聚会。
You take them to the Billy Graham Crusade.
你相信神会叫他里面复兴起来。
And believe that God will revive them.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们真正的侍奉。
This is our true service to God.
这是我们在神面前最尊贵的侍奉。
This is our most precious service before God.
用我们的双膝，用我们的心灵来侍奉。
Using our knees and our spirit to serve God.
你说那也许我写的名字跟别人写的名字一样，怎么办？
You might say I'm writing down the same name another person did.
不要紧。
No problem.
没有问题。
Don't worry.
假如本来他需要五十次祷告会信主的。
If he needed 50 prayers to believe the Lord.
那两个人加起来不是二十五次就可以了。
And two people praying for him, you only need to pray 25 times.
所以神会做工。
And God will work.
也许你感谢主，将来一看，十个人都得救了。
You may thank the Lord later on that 10 people are all saved.
你会有信心。
You will have more faith.
你会更多的为别人祷告。
And you will pray more for others.
这是一种操练。
This is a practice.
这是我们信心上的操练。
This is a practicing faith.
弟兄姊妹，我认为葛培里聚会是个最好的机会。
I believe the Billy Graham Crusade is the best opportunity.
因为可能你平常你的同学是美国人。
Because maybe your friends are Americans.
你说带他来中国教会，他不习惯。
They don't want to come to a Chinese church.
没有问题，你为他祷告。
No problem, you pray for them.
那个葛培里聚会是各式各样的人都在。
All kinds of people go to the Billy Graham Crusade.
我告诉弟兄姊妹一件最好的消息。
And also, I can tell you a good news.
就是光会听国语的弟兄姊妹们，光会听或者一种语言的，不会听英文的。
If you can only understand one language, not English.
格培里的聚会里面分出一万两千位置，专门给各国的人听的。
Billy Graham has
12,000
seats for those who do not understand English.
我告诉你们最好的位置。
And I tell you about the best seats.
最好面对的葛培里。
They face Billy Graham.
在楼上那一排。
Right upstairs.
在 Angel Stadium, 就在这里的体育场。
Right in Angel Stadium.
所以如果你有些朋友们他只能听一种语言或者不管会听哪一种语言。
So if you have friends who do not understand English,
你都可以带他来。
Bring them.
你的中国朋友、外国朋友讲墨西哥话的、讲韩国话的、讲日本话你都能请。
Whatever they speak, you invite them.
不管他用什么语言
No matter what they speak
这里葛培里聚会翻译十种语言
Billy Graham interprets his message into 10 languages
每个人都有个耳机
Every person have a set of hearing aids
关于这些细则我要请以后请陈正弟兄负责联络负责安排负责策划
Peter Chan will be making the arrangements
我们教会真正是要得着这一个福音的力量
We want to receive this power in preaching the gospel
求主在这些日子里面
May the Lord in these days
叫我们眼目定睛在他的身上
Help us to fix our eyes on him
我们就是专心为了传福音
We concentrate on preaching the gospel
如果主许可
If the Lord permits
我里面也是得着福音的负担，真是要传福音。
I also have a burden inside to preach the gospel.
上礼拜五我去宣道会，去Silver Lake 那里的宣道会传福音。
Last Friday I went to Silver Lake to preach.
我心里非常喜乐。
I was very joyful.
他们那里弟兄姊妹开始在福音上操练。
Brothers and sisters there have started working in the gospel.
他们有五个团契合在一起。
They have five fellowships joining together.
加起来有一百多人，一百人左右聚会。
There's more than 100 people meeting.
那天我们传了信息以后，就有三个人立刻表示愿意接受主。
And after the service that day, we had three people accepting the Lord.
后来我问那里的牧师，大概有多少听福音的朋友？
He asked the pastor there, how many are there?
他告诉我
，how many gospel friends?
八个或者十个。
He said about 8 to 10 gospel friends.
那我想把十分之一的人来听福音。
So I thought about 1/10 of the gospel friends.
其实我心里想，也许我们真正动员起来，我们能请福音的朋友的能力，不止十个人请一个。
I think when we really work together, we can.
不止十个人请一个，会请更多的人来。
We can invite more than just 1 to 10.
Billy Graham Crusade 他们的比例是大概十个人，他们不晓得有多少人是就是说他们信徒人才有记录，没有信徒没有记录。
Billy Graham only has records for the believers.
但是他们估计每三个人有一个人是听福音的。
But they estimate out of every three, there is one gospel friend.
而弟兄姊妹们所花的福音上的代价。
And the price people pray for the gospel.
神不会叫我们神不会不纪念。
God will not remember.
神会因着我们在他面前的忠心而行动而做工。
God will work because of our faithfulness.
让我们从每一个人开始。
Let's start from the individual.
刚才我说过，葛佩利的聚会有很好的组织。
I just said the Billy Graham meeting has a great organization.
非常强的分工。
They have very strong organization.
差不多每一个能够预料发生的事情都想过了。
They have thought about everything that can happen.
好像他们是盼望没有一件意外的事情。
They do not expect any accidents.
Any unexpectable.
They do not expect any unexpectable.
当然我知道还是会有各种没有想到的事情发生。
But I know the unexpected will happen.
我说过他们有很好的组织，他们很好的系统。
I said they have a very good system, very good organization.
但是基本上还是每一个人在那里做事。
Basically, the individual works.
你不要相信那个组织那么大一定很好。
Don't believe in the organization itself.
若是没有每一个个人在那里服侍，在那里做他该做的那一份。
Without the individuals doing his or her part,
整个组织都瘫痪了。
The organization will not work.
那我们这些安德烈行动的人
，and these Operation Andrew people,
就是最基本的人
，are the most basic elements.
我相信弟兄姊妹们，我盼望弟兄姊妹，我们一同在这里同心的做这件事情。
I hope that we can work on this together.
但有一天我们在神的面前要得到奖赏。
One day we'll be rewarded before God.
但有一天我们在神的面前欢喜快乐。
One day we'll rejoice before God.
路加福音第十五章说，若是有一个人悔改，天上也是这样欢喜快乐，为他欢喜快乐。
Luke 15 says, if one turns around, the heavens will rejoice with him.
不止天上欢喜，地上也一样欢喜。
Not only the heaven, also the earth.
而且谁花了更多的代价，谁就更欢喜。
Whoever paid more price, whoever will rejoice more.
求主叫我们心中对于福音有真实的负担。
May the Lord place a true burden in our heart.
我再说，请你把他带到主的面前来。
Again, please bring the person before the Lord.
不仅为他来聚会祷告，为他接受主祷告。
Not only pray for him coming to the meeting, but for his salvation.
我们再过一些日子还要讲怎么样做个人的收果子的工作。
We will also preach on how to reap the harvest.
今天我们没有时间。
We don't have time today.
大家看里面有一张灰颜色的单张。
There's a gray leaflet inside.
请你把它填上报名单，请你填上。把它撕下来交给我。
Please fill out the registration form and hand it to me.
或者交给任何一位 usher.
Or to any of the ushers.
或者交给陈正弟兄。
Or to Peter Chan.
这个截止日期是5月11号。
The registration deadline is the 11th of May.
所以我们还有一点时间。
We still have some time.
请弟兄姊妹继续祷告。
Please continue to pray.
我希望弟兄姊妹每个人都写下你自己的名字，写下你要为他祷告的名字。
I hope every person writes down the names.
切实地做
and do it.
弟兄姊妹们切实地做
actually do it.
这是安德烈的行动，不是安德烈的思想。
This is the actions of Andrew, not the thoughts of Andrew.
安德烈行动是就要有行动。
Operation Andrew requires action.
写是一个行动。
Writing it down is one action.
祷告是一个行动。
Praying is another action.
做他的朋友是个行动。
To be his friends is an action.
带他来聚会是个行动。
Bring him to the meeting is an action.
帮助他接受主是个行动。
Helping him to Christ is an action.
每一件事情都是个行动。
Everything is an action.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。